You're listening to SBS News.
A surge in race discrimination complaints in Victoria is being blamed on inflammatory comments by politicians and media coverage of the issue. New Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission figures show race-related complaints are up 34% from last year, and formal complaints have risen 76%. Reports to the Commission's public inquiry line alleging race discrimination have risen from 470 in the 2016-17 financial year to 630 in 2017-18. Formally lodged complaints jumped from 77 to 136 over the same period. Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner Kristen Hilton says the numbers are alarming.
It's unusual to see such a sharp increase in this way. Usually our complaints figures, in part it depends on how we're engaging with the community, but certainly the community has spoken to us about the, as I said, the more frequent types of racism that they have experienced since there's been this media commentary and comments from some politicians around the so-called African gang crisis.
Ethnic Communities Council Victoria Chairwoman Chris Pavlidis says the figures would not surprise people from ethnic backgrounds.
When we look at the cultural groups today, of course they'll be shocked, they'd be disappointed. I think the communities are trying to work very hard, particularly with the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria, in order to showcase, I guess, and present the other side.
Ms. Pavlidis says it reflects poorly on Australia's reputation for being inclusive to those from culturally diverse backgrounds.
Is there a problem of racism? Well, if that means that people are being singled out based on their racial affiliation, the colour of their skin, their cultural practices, maybe there is.
A six-month breakdown of race complaints shows 75 were made in the first half of 2018, compared with 33 over the same period in 2017. It follows months of political and media controversy over the alleged African gangs in Melbourne. Federal Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton was criticised in January for claiming people were afraid to go out for dinner in Melbourne because of African gang violence. Kristen Hilton says the figures should be a wake-up call for politicians who have made racially divisive statements.
Some of the comments that we had earlier on in the year from federal politicians, or a federal politician, around Victorians feeling too scared to go out to restaurants at night is not only inaccurate, but is undermining of our state, which, as I said, has shown some really great leadership in terms of the way in which it's tried to bring communities together.
As recently as last Friday, the state's Liberal government faced accusations of race discrimination after distributing election leaflets warning of gangs hunting impacts in Melbourne. The pamphlet included a shadowy image of five young men gathered together in hoodies, an image taken from London's Evening Standard newspaper in 2012. While there was no mention of race in the leaflet, critics suggested the language and symbolism was questionable, especially following the unfavourable coverage of the alleged African gang violence. Ms. Hilton says media outlets need to be more careful in how they report on race and crime.
Making a causal link between race and crime is unnecessary. So I think in its reporting of crime, we should be de-emphasising race or ethnicity. And we shouldn't be careless about that.
Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia Chairwoman Mary Pattersos says it is very important that comments causing division do not get heavy airtime.
If you say, normal things like, we all are getting on fantastic and Australia is a great place and isn't it wonderful that we've got this wide diversity of people that are helping to create an amazing country. If you say things like that, no one wants to cover the news. But if you say one thing that's a little bit divisive, then all of a sudden it gets a lot of attention.
Ms. Hilton says politicians also have a role to play in erasing racism.
I would ask politicians, particularly in the lead up to both federal and state elections, to understand that making those sorts of divisive comments, which really instill fear, have a ripple effect on the whole community.
Ms. Pattersos says Australia should be celebrating its multicultural communities.
Australia is a great country which has been able to successfully absorb and celebrate people from all over the world joining us. I think that what we need to do is recognise that in the very small minority, or when it does occur, that we need to be really onto it to make sure that if there is any spikes or any indication that racism is a place that people are going to excuse other things in society, then we need to put an end to it.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.